producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I can't try to do my Halloween laugh. Hold on, let me try it again. I can't do it. I'm trying to be spooky. I'm not very spooky. You know, everybody thinks I scare the hell out of my husbands and my kids and my listeners and my patients. No, I'm just not very spooky. But it is Halloween. Woo! And in my state where I live, it's Nevada Day. Poor Nevada Day. Nobody ever celebrates Nevada Day because we're all busy and excited about Halloween. Some of you guys sitting there in Arkansas and New York and all that, you're like, could you guys have picked a different day for Nevada Day? I know. I was thinking the same thing. But, you know. But you know what? It's still Nevada. Look, all the more reason to party. Okay? And you get the day off. Actually, it's brilliant. Because you get the day off of either Halloween or the day around Halloween, and you can make it a three-day weekend. So maybe we're the smart ones. Did you ever think about that? So, but these holidays are more than, you know, about taking a day off. But I gotta tell you guys, I don't like this Halloween. Very, very spooky, spooky stuff. Very scary stuff. We have a Russian airliner that crashes in Egypt, killing all 224 passengers on board. We have 27 people killed and more than 180 injured in a fire at a nightclub. We have a child who came down with the bubonic plague in Oregon. And, this bubonic plague is a very, very frightening thing. It killed, you know, but millions, in centuries past. And, okay, yeah, we got antibiotics, but I do not like hearing the plague, especially not around Halloween time. And if you thought those stories were bad, very, very scary. There is a study saying that our kitty cats, our cats, if they were bigger, would most likely want to kill us. That's scary. So for those of you guys who think that those stories are bad and scary, all right, then you ain't seen nothing yet. Because it's pop quiz time. Yeah, pop quiz time. See, you guys thought because it was a holiday and I'm supposed to be off work today that you're not going to get a pop quiz. Oh, hell no. Pop quiz. Everybody get your pencils out. Come on, pencils out. Pop quiz. I don't care that it's a holiday. It's a pop quiz. Okay? Just pops right up at you. All right, here we go. Halloween pop quiz. Here we go. Number one. Quick writing. Name two reasons why your cat may want to kill you. Name two reasons. No. Not reasons why my cats would want to kill me. Your own personal reasons, okay? Number two. If your child with a food allergy is trick-or-treating in your neighborhood, what should you do? A, give them candy anyway. It's not your problem. B, sorry. That's not nice. B, pull out your video camera, force the child to eat the candy in front of you, and post the allergy attack on YouTube. Or C, offer glow bracelets, stickers, toys. Okay? Gee, I wonder what the answer to that question is. All right, did you guys finish? I'm not going to wait for any slow pokes. Number three, processed meat raises your risk of what type of cancer? Now, this is an easy one. If you haven't all been listening to the news, come on. Okay, that's an easy one. All right. Number four, name three lazy Halloween costumes that are cheap and easy to do. I went through this yesterday. I gave you guys a slew of Halloween costume ideas. It was from Halloween.com. Don't go there, though. This is not an open book test. No, okay? But if you were listening to my show yesterday, I gave you a bunch of easy ideas because you guys, you know, are probably right now panicking that you can't get into any costume store. There's a costume store where I live on Decatur. I think it's Decatur. And, I mean, there's a line to get into the store even at night. You know, so you just keep driving, and you're like, well, this is ridiculous. You know, I mean, it's a great store, but I got to come up with something. Well, you could do some stuff at home. Okay, so name three. Okay? Number five. Should brushing your teeth be performed during the day or night, and why? I know that, and you guys, that's why it's a pop quiz. That's a tough one, okay? And then number six, what percentage of the world population has herpes? Again, that should be an easy one because, again, it's been on my show. It's been all over the news. Come on, people. Easy stuff. Easy stuff. Marijuana has been shown to increase what medical disease? I have to type that one out because I don't want to forget the answer. Okay, marijuana has been shown to increase what? That was earlier in the week. And then finally, people taking, I have to actually, the pop quiz was not written. Okay, I got to remember that. Which medication could decrease, I'm typing as I'm talking, your immune response to the flu shot? Okay, immune response to flu shot. Okay, see, some of you guys actually want the written form of the pop quiz. Which medication that many of you could be taking right now could decrease your immune response to the flu shot? Okay, pencils down. Right now, pencils down. Okay, ready? Okay, let's go through your answers, and you guys better not have failed, because I'm going to be furious, and this is Halloween. Oh, you don't want to make me mad. Name two reasons why your cat may want to kill you. This was an easy Halloween question, okay? You sing to the cat, they may want to kill you for that. Dressing up the cat for Halloween. Cats do not want to wear tutus, especially the boy cat. I tried that with Shigaboo. He was furious with me, and he was trying to scratch me. He did not want to wear a tutu. Not feeding them their little succulent meat cutlets, okay? You know, and only giving them kitty chow. Yep, they may want to kill you for that. Not cleaning their poopoo box. Many of them have a lot of poopoo in their poopoo box. Like, you know, I have Shikaboo and Sashi and Snow all poopooing up the poopoo box. Not cleaning up the poopoo. So those are the reasons for my cats wanting to kill me. Okay, and I do make a little song. Shaky Boo Zazie. Okay, see, I sing songs to the cat. Zazie and Mama Snow. Shaky Boo. Those are probably reasons why your cat may want to kill you, but we'll talk about that study. Number two, if your child has a food allergy, trick-or-treating your neighborhood, what should you do? Should you give the kid the candy anyway because it's really not your problem? Should you pull out your video camera and videotape him going through a whole big anaphylactic? No, 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 no. You give the kid some bracelets or stickers or toys. Put a blue pumpkin in front of your house. A teal pumpkin is part of the Teal Pumpkin Project. So people, you know, can bring their kid with allergies to your house. Why not? Hey, be nice. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to, who is it? Is it Benjamin today? I don't know. There's somebody handsome right around the place. Who's on the dials today? Oh, it's John. No, not John. Oh, man. All right. Hi, John. John's working the dials. Oh, Lord have mercy. All right, poor guy. All right, big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm kind of in a good mood today because I figured out a way how to cheat on Candy Crush. A lot of you guys play Candy Crush, right? And there's this ladder that you get to do where you get a whole bunch of extra goodie boosters if you pass. And I always keep falling down the ladder because when you mess up once, you fall down the ladder. Well, I realized, and don't tell the Candy Crush makers, but you do a hard crash right, where you shut the app off and you are mid-level right as you're losing, you don't fall off the ladder. And so I've learned how to cheat. And I'm not really proud of myself, but I gotta tell you, it makes you feel better because now I can get the booster. And I just figured like I did something smart, you know, for me to outsmart a computer game, I feel really, really smart. Okay, but we're not done with this pop quiz and the answers. Okay, processed meat raises your risk of what type of cancer? Okay, well that was an easy one, bowel cancer. Okay, sometimes eating a few sausages a week could raise your bowel cancer risk up to 18%. Now, again, that doesn't mean it's an absolute risk. It's a relative risk. So what does that mean? Okay, well, it means, look, okay, be careful. It means, you know, people that eat a lot of red meat seem to be more inclined to getting colon cancer, but it doesn't necessarily mean that the colon cancer is going to happen to you because you eat red meat. Kind of get that? It's like all apples grow on trees, but not all trees grow apples sort of thing. Okay? So you got to be very, very careful with your, you know, fermented meat and your processed meat and your, I don't know, salty meat and your cured meat and that kind of stuff. Now, it was listed on the list of the World Health Organization as a carcinogen. Okay, they say 50 grams of processed meat daily can increase your risk of colorectal cancer by 18%. So just don't be eating 50 grams daily. Many of you guys eat 50 grams a meal. Okay, cut it back. Okay, cut it back a little bit. It's easy. They've kind of put it in the same category as smoking. Not necessarily, okay, you know, we think that there is more of a cancer risk with tobacco than there is with red meat. But still, you don't need to be eating that much red meat, period. Okay, we'll move on. Name three lazy Halloween costumes that are cheap and easy to do. Now, I went through a bunch of these, but I know a lot of you guys listen to my Saturday show and not listen to the show during the week. Okay, these are really stupid, okay? And any of you guys that do these, okay, I mean, you're, you know, somebody's going to say it's stupid. All right? But listen, you'll have a costume, okay? So you have a quarter. You put a quarter, right, on the back of your shirt, okay, and you are a quarterback. See? Okay, it's a costume. Listen. Halloween is Saturday night, right? I know we got daylight savings time. I haven't even talked about that yet, but anyway. Okay, we have a Saturday night Halloween, which means a lot of you guys are going to parties tonight, and you do not want to come in without a costume. Just get a quarter. It's not that expensive a costume. Just put a quarter on the back. Okay, this was an interesting one. Wear normal clothes and you make a sign, this is so stupid, nudist on strike. Okay, see, you're nudist and you're wearing your clothes because you're on strike. All right. Wear all white, attach old cups, milk cartons, you know, garbage to you. And what's your costume? White trash. Okay. Let me see. Okay. I see. For those times you don't want to go, say you're going as a cable guy since they never show up. All right. This is from Halloween.com. It's smart. All right. Okay, let me see here. Attach a pan to your belt. What are you, Peter Pan? That's so stupid. I tell you guys about this one. Dress in pink and carry a feather. What are you? Tickled pink. Okay, I got to stop because, I mean, I could go all day with these things. These things are, I mean, I wish I could get credit. Carry a quarter and a hammer. What are you? You are a quarter pounder. This one I'm going to do. I'm going to attach sugar cubes all over me. And what am I going to be? A sugar mama. Those are smart. I told you guys about, you know, you get a bra. I've seen this on social media. You wear a bra. Guys, girls, whatever, and you put a bunch of spices in the bra, and you're a spice rack. Okay, so you see, you know, those are things you could do. Easy stuff. Okay, how are you guys doing on the quiz? We're halfway done. Should brushing your teeth be performed during the day or during the night? Now, this is a trick question. Okay, either answer has been found to be true. Alright, or the correct answer. Why? Alright, well there's a study that's come out saying brush your teeth at night because you'll sleep better. You will, not have the fluorescent light you know, shining at your eyes. And if you brush your teeth in the dark, your body's already starting to get used to the dark. The longer you are in the dark before you go to bed, it seems to help you sleep. So they say brush your teeth, then I guess, Now on the flip side, as any doctor would say, brush your teeth in the daylight, or not in the daylight, but brush your teeth where you could see, because you got a dental floss, you got to make sure you got all your food, you got to do it correctly, and if you're standing there in the dark, unfortunately, you'll probably brush your teeth too quickly. So either answer I'll give you. That's my Halloween treat to you guys. Next question. What percentage of the world population has herpes? For those of you who have listened to the Dr. Dahlia show this week, that was an easy answer. Two-thirds of the world's population has herpes. Either herpes type 1 or herpes type 2. Herpes type 1 can be serious. It can still cause an encephalitis. Cold sores, obviously mouth ulcers, gum swelling. Herpes not fun, whether it's 1 or 2. But two-thirds of the population has been now found to have it. And personally, I think more have been exposed to type 1. I learned it was like in the 85% range. But the World Health Organization is saying, you know, or globally, two-thirds. Marijuana increases which medical disease? Well, we have found that it causes stroke. They say marijuana significantly narrows blood vessels in the head. They say 45% of users had constricted blood vessels compared to 14% of non-users, and marijuana users suffer strokes at a younger age than those who don't use it. See, this is exactly why I want marijuana legalized, so we could figure out what the hell it does. We've been told for years marijuana is safe, marijuana is fine, and, you know, people have medical problems, and do they admit to, you know, having smoked marijuana? Usually we could pick it up on a drug test, but we don't drug test everybody. So that was a very, very shocking study that marijuana could increase strokes in young people. And then this was interesting. People taking which medication could decrease your immune response to the flu? I find it interesting. Look, I don't care if you guys are bored. I find this stuff interesting. And I talk about on my show what I find interesting. Why do you think I talk about Michael Fassbender and Viggo Mortensen all the time? Michael Fassbender. Right? Because I find it interesting. Okay? People taking statin medications, cholesterol medication, the statin class of medication could decrease their immune response to the flu shot. They looked at people who were taking statin medications and they looked at the immune response to the flu shot when they received it was much less than people not taking a statin. Now, I know some of you guys are like, whoa, hold the phone. A bunch of us are taking statin medications. I know you are. I know. And I want you to. I love the statin medications. It's one of my favorite pharmaceuticals out there. I know you guys think Viagra is, but it's not. It's not. I love the statin medications. I'm too tired for, you know, everybody to be around me on Viagra. I need statin medications I love because I really believe it protects heart attack. I am such a fan of the statin medications. And I know you guys don't like pharmaceutical companies out there, a lot of you, but tough. That medicine saves lives. I'm a fan. However, something about it may be decreasing your immune response when you are getting that flu shot. So some people say, well, why don't you just go off the statin medication while you're taking the flu shot? Well, it doesn't work that easy. It could take weeks for you to mount your immune response. And I don't want you off your statin medication for weeks each year. So I'm not sure what the hell to do with that study, but it's there. So, you see how much you learn? You see? All right, we got daylight savings time. All right, sometimes we go into the history of daylight savings time, but some of you guys really don't care because it's ending and you guys want that extra hour of sleep. So don't forget, tonight you need to wake yourselves up at about 1:30, 1:45 in the morning. I want you to, you know, put a bunch of cold water on your face to wake up really, really good so you remember to change that clock back an hour and then go back to bed. Daylight savings time ends. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I- I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Al Molinaro, remember from Happy Days? He played Big Al, you know, the chef at the diner. He has left us at the age of 96. He was so lovable. Everybody loved him. Oh, my gosh. I think he was also on The Odd Couple. He was on a lot of 70s shows. TMZ reported that his son confirmed that the 96-year-old actor had terrible gallstones. He decided not to undergo surgery due to his advanced age, but we're not sure exactly what the cause of death was, but he was 96. What a long and, you know, pretty full life. You know, he was the one that always said, yep, you know? And, you know, Fonzie, we all had crushes on Fonzie. I don't know how, you know, now you go, really, really, but, you know, he was a Fonz. It's the leather. See, you love leather. And, you know, even Fonzie liked him. And when Fonzie liked him, we were like, okay, then we're all good. So, unfortunately, we say goodbye to Al, Big Al. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So researchers are saying that cats are neurotic, and they are probably to work out. They are probably sitting there conniving and scheming on how to kill you. This is very frightening because I got a dog, but I got three kitty cats. And these cats are scary. Study carried out between the University of Edinburgh and the Bronx Zoo compared our domestic cat with its wilder relatives. Compared with the snow leopard, the Scottish wildcat, and the African lion, researchers found these large predators shared similar characteristics of aggression and neurotic behavior to domesticated cats. Oh, my gosh. I cannot show this to Shaky Boo. I cannot. You know, he's just going to pee-pee on it. Dominance, impulsiveness, and neurotic behavior are the most common traits shared between our domesticated little foo-foo, fluffy, tushy kitty cat and the wild cat. The researchers used a testing method known as the Big Five Personality Test. Openness to experience, extroversion versus introversion, agreeableness, conscientiousness, and neuroticism. Remember I told you some cats act neurotic? You know, like if I don't feed, you know, Shaky Boo his little succulent meat cutlets, he'll sit there and just neurotically, like, you know, mess with my papers and just sit there and keep, like, filing through the papers. And, I mean, he could do that for hours. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? You need some Thorazine or something. And he just sits there and I'm like, fine, I'll feed you. And then he looks at me like, witch. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. I'm trying to work here. So a total of 100 cats from two different shelters in Scotland were used in the experiment, whilst the other animals were examined from zoos and animal sanctuaries in the U.S. and the U.K. My guess is this article's from the U.K. because they use the word whilst. According to Dr. Max Wachtel, they're cute and furry and cuddly, but we need to remember that we have cats as pets and we are inviting little predators into the house. I'm going to kick the little predators out of the house. I'm really sick of my cats. For a lot of people, it's worth it. Cats can be fantastic, sweet companions, sweet, until they turn on you. Only their size prevents the cat from being able to unleash its full predatory qualities. I disagree. Here's the thing, okay? Remember I told you guys about a week and a half ago there was a cricket in the house? Well, my husband found that same said cricket, okay, downstairs, still alive. He's like, there's a cricket in the house. And I go, that's the same one. They didn't kill the cricket. He's like, but they're cats. So I don't know what the hell they do. I really don't know what, but that same cricket is alive. So, I mean, if they were really wanting, you know, if they were really that bloodthirsty, the cricket would be gone by now. They say it's good to understand the personality characteristics of our pets. Different cats have different personalities, but as a species, there's a lot of commonalities. You know what I want to know? Does this African lion or this, I don't know, leopard or Scottish wildcat, do they lick themselves? Now, I've never understood that with the cats. I'm just in there trying to watch TV. I'm just trying to relax. And all of a sudden, you see this little leg stick up, right? And you see the little baby claws, and they just start licking themselves. I have never seen anything on National Geographic, or wasn't it Mutual of Omaha? What was that show in the 70s? I've never seen an animal just sit there and clean themselves. So, I don't know. Maybe cats are a little different. I don't know. All right. Bubonic plague. Pretty scary stuff. Okay? An Oregon teen who was hospitalized last week with the bubonic plague has been the 16th reported case of the illness so far this year. Six more cases of the plague than all of last year, and they say the numbers are steadily rising. This is according to Time magazine. They say there were only two people back in 2010 diagnosed with the plague, according to the CDC. So far this year, three people have died of the illness, and I had a preliminary report that the teenager had passed. I hope that's not true. I haven't been able to confirm that. They say so far this year, three people have died, and the CBC says it's unclear why cases are on the rise. The teenager from Oregon caught the plague from an infected flea during a hiking trip, according to Oregon authorities. They say, as likely occurred in the Oregon case, the plague is generally transmitted through fleas that pick up the infectious bacterial disease. It's bacterial. So we're able to use antibiotics. You know, in the olden days when they didn't have antibiotics, unfortunately, it killed many, 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 many people. They say the plague responsible for the Black Death killed a third of Europe's population back in the 14th century. They say the plague first came to the U.S. on rat-infested steamships that arrived in 1900, and the last recorded plague epidemic in the U.S. was in Los Angeles in the 1920s. Since then, cases have been periodically reported, usually in the rural areas of the West or Southwest, where there's a lot of populations of rodents. Again, let's go back to the cats. Where the hell are the cats? Okay, if the cats did their job, maybe we wouldn't be having all these rodent issues. Anyway, symptoms of plague include fever, weakness, chills. If you have bubonic plague, swollen, tender lymph node, we call bubos. That's where they get bubonic plague because you got the bubos. Pneumonic plague affects the lungs. Some victims will get black pustules. If untreated, plague will kill. Anywhere from a 66% to a 93% mortality rate, according to the CDC. However, if you treat with antibiotics, only 16% will die. So it's scary stuff. And, we tell people, avoid getting, bit by fleas, ticks, etc. Insect repellents help clothes. Sometimes what we do is we put lice shampoo on our clothes. That seems to also, I went to a wilderness medicine. Not only do you add your insect repellent, but putting lice shampoo on your clothes. Okay? Not necessarily on your skin, but on your clothes could also repel the bugs. It's really interesting. And then avoid being in areas dusk and dawn. That's when a lot of mosquitoes and fleas and, these things are a little bit more, raunchy. And that's what they like to get it on. And just check your skin. And, anytime you come back, from being outdoors, these things have got to get off you. Clean off. Pretty scary stuff. Another scary thing, we have 27 people killed, more than 180 injured in a fire at a nightclub in Romania. Heavy metal bands pyrotechnical show sparked a fire, quickly engulfed a crowded basement nightclub in Romania. Survivors said the band's lead singer first made a joke about the fire before it grew out of control, and then it caused panic and, unfortunately, a stampede. It occurred at a Halloween party at the Collective nightclub. It had 400 people in there, many of them young. Pretty frightening stuff. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24-7 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Whey is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. Dahlia. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so as October comes to a close, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I think we covered a lot of stuff, right, about breast cancer. Are you guys thoroughly tutored and taught on everything you need to know about breast cancer? I think we talked a lot about that this month. Okay, that's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, because this whole month, you know, there's some breast cancer awareness groups actually speaking out against the whole pink campaign. I mean, I thought this was one of the biggest and most successful pink campaigns yet, but some of these groups have brought up an interesting point. So many people are spending so much money on pink socks and NFL jerseys and pink, handcuffs and pink license plates that the money isn't going into the research. The money is going into all the commercialization of everything pink. Now, I'm a fan of the whole pink ribbon movement. I think it's great. Anything that raises awareness. But, maybe next year we could do it a little differently, where rather than everybody is spending so much money trying to pinkify their office and their outfit and their wardrobe and their hair, figure out a way to get some of that money into breast cancer research as opposed to just right around pink. I get that. It makes some sense. All right. So we got daylight savings time coming to an end. We got Halloween upon us. But what many of us are forgetting is tomorrow, November 1, is sign up for the Affordable Health Care Act or Affordable Health Care coverage for the next year. So the sign-up period starts tomorrow. And they're saying that no one's really scrambling, and that there's I saw the word tepid. Federal health officials are predicting tepid enrollment growth. A nod to how difficult it will be to continue to persuade more uninsured adults, including many younger poor people, to buy and maintain coverage. And this is from drugs.com. This is not an article from a site that is anti-Obamacare. You know, usually this site is pretty neutral. If not, sometimes I feel it's more towards the other side, always promoting stuff with the Affordable Health Care Act. And even this one, it's saying Obamacare is facing growing pains. They say they've gotten the low-hanging fruit, the people who really wanted coverage, who needed it and were quick to sign up, according to Peter Cunningham, professor of healthcare policy and research at the Virginia Commonwealth University of Richmond, Virginia. And 8 million people signed up for coverage in 2004. Even though you had computer issues and snafus and glitches, etc. But by the end of 2016, they say 10 million people will be enrolled in the Marketplace plan. It's up from 9.1 million, but it's really not exploding like they hoped it to. Why not? $11,000 deductibles? You think that's why? That's just my guess. The health law, sometimes called Obamacare, actually it's been called a variety of other things, but I'm not allowed to say them on air, they say is credited with helping to shrink the nation's uninsured rate to the lowest level in decades, just over 9% of the population. I don't get it. I see underinsured people at its peak. I have not seen so many uninsured or underinsured in my 15 years of practice. I don't get that. But again, nobody ever asks me. They say the health plan premiums offered by healthcare.gov and state marketplaces for 2016 are sharply rising. They say rates are being raised. If you thought it was expensive a couple years ago, rates are being raised 7.5%. So they're just going up. I'm extremely frustrated. We have a very expensive plan that isn't covering jack diddly squat. I've been kind of hoping that I could find something on the healthcare.gov website starting tomorrow, and they consumers who remain uninsured next year and don't have an exemption under the law's coverage mandate will have increased penalties in 2016. The fee is 2.5% of annual household income, or $695 a person, whichever is higher. This compares to 2% of income, or $325 per person back in 2015, and the penalties will kick in with your tax return the following year. We'll probably throughout the month tell you if we see any good deals, okay? if we see anything promising. But open enrollment starts tomorrow, ends January 19th, 2016. I don't know how tomorrow's going to look in terms of you being able to get on. Hopefully we don't have the computer issues like we've had in the past. But, you know, just Godspeed, man. And, you know, please email me if there's any successes. Because, again, I don't like to just sit here on my show and complain and complain and go on and on and on and on and on. I never do that, right? Never. I do want to bring you guys some positive, constructive news. So if there's any decent sorts of deals, and I know a lot of you guys may qualify for premiums, and that can lower the rates, but for those of you guys not qualifying for premiums, let me know. And I promise, after you get your insurance squared away, then I will tell everybody about the good deal, okay? Because I know you don't want to say anything until you get your good deal solidified. I just haven't heard the term good deal in Obamacare ever. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. So we are just hours away from one of my favorite holidays ever. But safety tips. This is the number one time of year where kids get killed running around the streets. So we got to go through some real quick safety tips. We also have abductions, a variety of things happening. Okay, now we already talked about food allergies. The teal pumpkin project is where you put a bluish, tealish pumpkin in your front yard. Gorgeous color. And it lets trick-or-treaters know that you have allergy-friendly, autism-friendly, diabetes-friendly treats. Okay, and a treat does not necessarily have to be a sugary marshmallow peep. It could be a toy, like a glow bracelet, stickers, deck of cards, matchbox. It could be toys. You know, it's a lot more expensive to do it that way. But, you know, those bouncy balls, you know, you could get like, you know, 20 of those for a buck or two. You know, some of these places sell those and give out a bouncy ball. I would do that. So, you know, there are kids there that, suffer, I don't know, food allergies or at its highest that it's ever been. I'm not sure why, but that's pretty cool. Okay, and trust me, the kid will like it. Okay, give him a bouncy ball. Kids under 12 should not be trick-or-treating alone. My youngest just turned 13. I'm still going out there to trick-or-treat. Okay, well, me and the grown-ups, we walk around with a plastic cup. Okay, and you guys know why, right? Yeah, okay, because, you know... Oh, we do? All right. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALIA. Judy, what's going on, sweetie?
Well, I'm right here to tell you as a nurse, quote, Obamacare, unquote, is the biggest joke ever perpetrated on this country.
Oh.
Number two, if it's run by the government, it's screwed up. If fraud can be perpetrated, it is run by the government. Mm. So many people have become so wealthy because of these sites, and they've done nothing. All I see is people who don't understand one blessed thing about insurance and what it should cover and what it shouldn't cover and when to use and when not to use it. And it's appalling. The crap the doctors have to go through in their offices to determine the patients are insured and what their co-pays are. It boggles the mind.
I know.
And $11,000 co-pay a year.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And I mean, I know we sit here and complain all the time about it, and you know, complaining's not fixing it. And I don't know what the answer is. You know, I'm looking forward to the new Congress. You know, hopefully they can do something. I wish I could do it myself. Judy, thank you for calling, and you have a happy Halloween. Guys, have a safe Halloween, and don't forget to wake yourselves up at 1:45 to change your clocks back. All right? You got to get a real good clock change in there. Be well. Be safe. God bless.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.